In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. The Lord speaks from Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, "But now, thus says the Lord, who created thee, O Jacob, who formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. You are mine." This first verse from the 43rd chapter is so precious because the Lord tells us he not only created us, but that he bought us, redeemed us, paid a price for us. And we know that that price is the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. You have not been bought with some diminishable price of silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus. "Fear not, I have redeemed thee, and I have called thee by name." Jesus himself is not like anyone else insofar that he doesn't give us a number, but he calls us by name. We live in the age of numbers, in the age of computers. We go to the bank and we have to put a number down. We go to the doctor and we have to take out a number. We're stopped by a policeman because he says that we've been going too slow or too fast. We have to show them our license number. We go to the airport, they want to see your number. That's not the Lord. The Lord says, "I call you by name. You are mine. By name I have called you. By name I am with you. By name you are mine. You are precious to me." "When you pass through the waters, I will be with thee." It doesn't say if you pass through the waters, I will be with thee. It says when. And when means that you will. When you pass through the waters, I will be with thee. Are you passing through those waters now? Are you passing through those raging waters now? It is not the torrents of glory, but the torrents of fear or the torrents of whatever. But he says, when you pass through those waters, I will be with thee. When you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow. When you walk through the fire, doesn't say if, when, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. The Word of God tells us, in the world you will have tribulation. Jesus does not protect us from tribulation. In the world you will have tribulation. But no, I have overcome the world. I have overcome you. And when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the fires, they shall not burn you. When you pass through the rivers, they shall not overflow. When? It doesn't say if, it says when. As it tells us in Matthew's gospel, when you pray, when you fast, when you give alms, it doesn't say if, it says when. When you pray, go into your prayer closet. When you fast, groom your face. When you give alms, don't sound the trumpet. See, there's a difference between when and if. The Lord promised us we will go through the waters. We will go through the fires. We will go through the rivers. He promises us you will have tribulation.
But no, I've overcome the world. For I am the Lord. I am thy God.
I am the Holy One of Israel. I am your Savior. Let's say it again. I am the Lord. I am your God. I am the Holy One of Israel. I am your Savior. Since you are precious in my sight, you have been honorable, and I have loved thee, therefore I will give men for thee and people for thy life. Precious in the eyes of the Lord you are, because he says so. You are precious in my sight. Fear not. I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. You were made for the glory of God. I was made for the glory of God. We were not made for anything else but to give God glory. Precious in the eyes of the Lord you are. Precious. More precious than silver. More precious than diamonds. More precious than the ocean. More precious than the sun. You are precious to him. Bought with the price. Bought with the price of the blood. Are you passing through the waters today? Are you passing through the waters today? Are you walking through the flames today? The Lord promises to us, to you, to me, I will be with you. I've called you by name. You are mine. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. To whom do you belong? I do not belong to the world. I live in it. I don't belong in it. I don't belong to it. I checked out a long time ago. I live in it. To whom do you belong? You are his, and he is yours, and you are precious in his sight. You may have a Red Sea experience today, that there you are. You are before the Red Sea, and everything says it will never open up. Everything says you will be dead meat. But the Lord says, I open a way where there is no way. I call you by name. You are mine. You are mine. Don't forget who you belong to. You do not belong to the Queen of England. But you belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you may walk through those dark valleys. You may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but you have no right to fear, for I am with thee, says the Lord. You may be living today in a life where there are no stars in your sky. You may be living today where there's only darkness. Then you take Psalm 77. It is the psalm that Jesus himself prayed when he was in Caiaphas's jail, when he was in the pit, literally. In the pit. I will not read it all, but I will read parts of it. Darkness may be overwhelming you today. The Word of God says from Psalm 77. Thou art the God that does wonders. You are the strength of your people. You are God who rained down manna. You are the God that has not forgotten to be gracious. And I said in my infirmity, I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate on all thy works and talk of all thy doings. Oh, yes, in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of the calamity, in the midst of the rivers, in the midst of the fire, I will remember what you have done. I will remember what you have done. I will call to mind your wonders, for you are a faithful God who keeps covenant from the very beginning to the end. You are the faithful God who never forsakes his people. For you are God with us, and you are God in us, and I will remember thy works. I will remember thy wonders. I will meditate on your doings. I will talk of what you have done. This is the sure way to go through the fire and not get burned. To remember. Biblical remembrance means to make it present. What the Lord has done for you. Remember what the Lord has done for you. Remember how he has intervened in your life. Remember how he has been faithful. Remember. Call it to mind. Do not let it leave your mind. Call it to mind. What God has done, he will continue to do because he is the faithful God who keeps his covenant. I was with someone the other day. It was just after we had buried Eric's mom. And someone said to me, "You know, it's so difficult now to remember the blessings. It's so difficult to remember the blessings." Then he said to me, "Do you know what I'm saying?" And I smiled. "Of course I know what you're saying. In the midst of the fire, in the midst of the fire, in the midst of the river, in the midst of the overwhelming waters, in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of the calamity, it is so very difficult to remember the blessings, to recount the blessings. It is so difficult because the only thing you experience is that the waters are up to your neck, or the fires are licking at your feet." But the scripture says, "I will remember the works of the Lord. I will remember your wonders of old. I will meditate also on your works, and I will talk of your doings." "The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee and trembled. The clouds poured out water, the skies sent out a sound. I will remember, for thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps were not seen. I will remember how you brought Israel, our people, out of Egypt and through the sea. I will remember how you opened that sea. I will remember how Miriam danced before the Lord. I will remember how you provided manna and how you gave us water from the rock. I will remember that he cried out, 'It is finished.' I will remember, I will not leave you orphaned. I will remember, I will remember, I shall never leave you nor forsake you. I will remember the deeds that you have done. I will remember how you caused me to turn the corner. I will remember, I will remember." And as my friend said, it is so difficult to remember the blessings. When you are going through the valley of the shadow of death, when you are going through the overwhelming waters, it is so difficult to recall the blessings. But you know what? That's exactly what you have to do. Recall the blessings. How the Lord has acted in your life, what he has done, how he has been faithful. I will remember. Come on. I want you to remember one thing that the Lord has done for you right now. I want you to remember, and I want you to say it out loud. You need to do it. You need to do it. You need to recount that one blessing. You need to do it. You need to see what the Lord has done and remember it and recount it and recall it and thank him for it. You need to do it when there are no stars in your sky, when the waters seem to be overwhelming you. I will remember. The Church teaches us about remembrance, for the Eucharist is a remembrance sacrificial meal where we remember and make present. For to remember means to make present in the Bible. That's why you've got to remember. In the musical Don Quixote, after the prostitute has been converted, Aldonza becomes Dulcinea. Don Quixote is dying. And she sings to him, "You must remember. You must remember. I am Dulcinea. You must remember, sir. You must remember." And for a moment before he dies, he remembers the quest. He remembers the impossible dream. He remembers Dulcinea. Oh, he remembers. Today is a day to remember. Today is a day to remember what God has done for you. To recount the deeds of the Lord. To remember that He is faithful. To remember the past. And that we look to the present in light of the past. That He is faithful. He is forever faithful. Does that mean you do not still go through the waters? No. But you go through the waters, and I will be with you. Does that mean that you don't go through the fire? Oh, no. You go through the fire, but you shall not be burned. It takes spiritual muscles to remember when there are no stars in the sky. It takes spiritual muscles to remember when the waters are so deep. It takes spiritual muscles to remember when the fire is licking at your feet. But yet Israel recounted the deeds of the Lord over and over and over and over again. Over and over, she never got sick of recounting the deeds of the Lord. Because what God did before, He will do again. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endures forever. He smote the firstborn of Egypt. His mercy endures forever. He brought out Israel from among them. His mercy endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two. His mercy endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst of it. His mercy endures forever. He overthrew Pharaoh and his host into the Red Sea. His mercy endures forever. He led us, his people, through the wilderness. His mercy endures forever. He slew famous kings. His mercy endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, the king of Bashan. His mercy endures forever. He remembered us in our low estate. His mercy endures forever. He redeemed us from our enemies. His mercy endures forever. Oh, she was a remembering Israel when the stars in her sky were so dark. when the sun seemed so far away, when everything seemed so remote, she needed to remember that she was precious in the eyes of the Lord, and that the waters would not overwhelm her, that he still called her by name, that she was precious in his sight, that she was bought with a price, that she was redeemed and belonged to him. That's faith. That's faith. And today, that's your lesson. Remember. 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 That he faces all you go through, and you face it with him. Remember, remember, and remember again. Tomorrow we will be at the Espousal Retreat House at 7:30, and there will be Mass as well as prayer for healing. I do need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Isaiah 43, Psalm 136. Remember, 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 and remember again. What God did before, he will do again. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.
In Season and Out of Season.